welcome to Train to Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Hi, I'm Ryan from Fife.
Hi Ryan, how are you doing, mate?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Mark?
I'm not bad, Tom, actually. So, what have you been up to lately, Ryan? What sort of things have you been doing?
Recently, I've been working on getting prototypes put together for a game that I'm trying to establish, alongside trying to set up a company for myself and the people that I work with.
Yeah, so what game is it that you're working on, if you can say?
The game is called Bounce. The goal of the game is to keep a ball bouncing throughout the entire level. There's going to be several different levels to the game, with obviously getting more and more complex as they go by. So hopefully it'll be an interesting... Oh, it's a physics-based game as well. So hopefully it'll be an interesting game for people.
You said you were working with other people. Who is it you've been working with?
Recently I've been working with Lawrence Canaan.
Yeah, and he's a Train to Game student, isn't he?
Yeah, he's currently a Train to Game student. He's at the moment he's trying to finish off his course so that we can work full time on games together.
And so, what's your position now with Train to Game?
Well, I've decided to, after a while, not continue with the Train to Game course, mainly due to financial reasons. But I have learned a lot from them. I'd like to say thank you for the knowledge I have gained from Train to Game. But at the moment, I don't really have any position with them. I'm just trying to essentially establish my own company.
And have you got a name for the company as well?
It's called Rage Quit Games.
Something every nerd can get behind.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, that's why we decided to go with that name. We thought it would be appropriate.
Yeah, we've all had a rage quit at some point or another.
Oh yeah, I think it happens for me daily, to be honest.
So, what is it you're making Bounce with at the minute? You're using an engine,
Unity,
I assume. 3D. You're using Unity, are you? And how are you finding using that?
Oh, Unity is absolutely amazing. To be honest, the thing I love the most about Unity is the fact that you can build extensions on top of it so that you can, well, one example being that I use Visual Scripting Systems, one of them called Playmaker, which is an extremely powerful extension that allows me to essentially write all the script for the game just using little boxes that I connect together. Each box has a certain amount of information in it.
Excellent. So yours is a coding background then, I imagine.
Pardon?
Yours is a coding background?
Not so much. I'm much more of a designer at heart. That's why I decided to go with a visual scripting system, because I did try to learn coding, but I found it just wasn't for me. I eventually just ended up really stressed out with it.
Yeah, I have tried to learn code myself a couple of times, and it does just always look incredibly daunting whenever you look at it.
It does make sense when you actually look at a sheet of code. You can understand and edit. Well, for me anyway, I can edit things and make them work as I see fit. But writing code from scratch and remembering everything is the most difficult part for me personally.
Did you say you've got a website in design at the minute, or is it out and about and with people to see?
It's almost out and about. I reckon by the time this interview goes up, it'll probably be ready and available to the public to go and have a look.
Perfect then. So if you'd like to give me a link so everyone can go and have a look at it.
That's www.ragequitgames.co.uk. www.ragequitgames.co.uk.
That's perfect. Well,
is that okay?
That's perfect and excellent. Thank you. So everyone can go and have a look at that now.
Excellent.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Ryan, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, not a problem. Thank you for having me.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.